This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 380 for Friday, May 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to rise on Friday for the third day in a row after falling hard on Tuesday. At the final settlement, the July canola contract advances $10.10 at $647 per ton, while the November contract adds $8.70 at $660.80. Upticks in European rapeseed as well as in Chicago soybeans and soy meal spill over into canola. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil is narrowly mixed and Chicago soy oil eases back. There are modest losses in global crude oil prices, putting some pressure on the oilseeds. Canola exports remain woefully lackluster, with the Canadian Grain Commission reporting only 87,400 tons for the week ending April 28th. That brings the year-to-date tally to 4.63 million tons versus the 6.75 million this time last year. A looming strike by workers at the Canadian National and the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railways is grabbing attention as grain movement in Canada could quickly be impeded. Members of the Teamsters Canada could hit the picket lines as early as May 22nd. The July canola contract rises well above its 20-day, 50-day, and 100-day moving averages. Canola crush margins fall back further, with the old crop positions and those for new crop November sitting between $124 to $134 per ton above the futures. The prairie forecast remains cool and wet through the weekend, with more of the same early next week. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.09 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73 even. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 122,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The U.S. Midwest and the Plains are to get rain during the weekend, with more to come next week. Meanwhile, heavy rains plague parts of southern Brazil, but hot, dry conditions dominate areas of its north. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The July contract jumps 16 cents at $12.15 per bushel. July soy meal adds $7.30 at $372.20 per short ton. But July soy oil gives up almost 0.2 cents at 43.08 cents per pound. Corn is slightly higher as its July contract tacks on a half cent at $4.60 per bushel. Oats are slightly higher as well as the July contract inches up 0.75 cents at $3.87. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago July advances 18 cents at $6.22.5. Kansas City July climbs 14 cents at $6.50. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is up 4.5 cents at $7.14. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, May 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.